back up. It would have been good to have seen you there. Look, we're fired up for this last stage of the campaign. I'm about to go to Dumfries to speak at a rally. We've had great meetings today in Bradford. I've been in Scamlesdale, as you know. I've also been in Blackpool, and now I'm in Carlisle. I've been travelling around each region of the country and each nation of the country. And I feel that we're in a situation where, as you can see when you're talking to people, people are not wedded to the Conservatives or the Liberals. What they're trying to do is to make up their mind about the choice that they have before them tomorrow. And there are perhaps hundreds of thousands, indeed millions of people still making up their mind this evening. And that's why I'm going to keep campaigning and keep taking the message. And I've brought the message here to a great company, Stobart, and talked to people informally here. But I'm also, as you know, did a big rally in Bradford, and I've got a big meeting in Dumfries later this evening. So we are fired up, we are energised, we are full of both energy and a mission to get our message across over the next few hours. I feel that the economic issues are moving to the centre of the campaign. I feel more people than ever in the last few weeks are now asking about jobs and job security, about the economy and how it's going to fare, and they're asking about the public services, the NHS and policing. And to be quite honest, the Conservatives have got no answers to these big questions. I gather they've pulled out some interviews because they can't actually answer the questions. I keep asking how many people are going to lose their child tax credits. I keep asking what's going to happen to the police budget. I keep asking what's going to happen to the schools budget. And we don't get any answers. Of course, the Liberals are not thought out on their policies, so it's hardly surprising that they can't answer. But the Conservatives know exactly what they would plan to do if they were in power to cut public services, and they're just not telling us the truth. So as this campaign goes on, I think these unanswered questions remain those that make people worry about the Conservatives as a huge risk.
So do you think you can win?
Of course. I'm campaigning.
An overall majority?
Yes, that's what we're going for.
Despite the polls?
You know, if you had said to me that 95% of people have made up their mind and therefore we have a poll, that's one thing. But you know that there are millions of people not made up their mind and are still making up their mind. Maybe some of you have not made up your mind yet. I don't know. maybe even the sun might change its mind. but I do say you're in quite a unique election because it's no ordinary times because of the global financial crisis. It's also a big decision that's not just about one public service. Some elections have been fought for the future of this public service or that. This is about people's economic prospects for the future, the job security. It affects the media amongst other people. I mean, what's going to happen to our economy in the next few months? And we know what's happening in the rest of Europe. We know there's a huge danger in Europe, the euro area as a whole. And we know that we've got a job to do, which is a serious job of protecting the jobs of British people, getting living standards moving again, getting growth into our economy at a sustainable rate. And that's what we are doing. We are the party of jobs, and we are the party of the economy, and no other party has a plan for the economy. I think that becomes clear. I'm going to take other people's questions.
It's been said that you found your stride in the last 2 days. Is there a reason?
I've found the public meetings have been the right thing to do. I think talking to large numbers of people, as I've been able to do, with a passion about the sort of country I want to build in the next few years is something that is something that I like doing. But there's different ways in which a campaign develops, and sometimes a campaign develops very quickly at the start and then falls away. This campaign has moved to this crescendo where obviously people are making up their minds now, and they're making up their minds on the basis of their judgment about who's going to be best for the economy and who's going to be best for public services. I think all of you know that that's the main issue.
Are you worried, though, that you're hitting your stride too late?
No, because I think people are listening today to what we're saying, and they're listening very carefully. And they're taking a second look at us, but they're taking a very, very hard look at the Liberals and the Conservatives, and they know that these parties have not answered the questions, and to some extent they're evading these questions today by not appearing on programmes and running away from them.
Has the campaign gone as well as you hope?
I think the campaign has many facets to it, and you know, this is the novelty of this campaign is the debates, of course, the television debates. But it's right that people have been exposed to the big issues, and I think the policy issues have come to the fore rather than the style issues or the presentational issues at the right time in the last few days.
You've been doing a great improvement in the polls. What was the turning point? What's been the turning point?
Well, I think the sun, since the sun started supporting the Conservative Party, they've gone down. this last October. And I think you made what you said was a historic decision, and ever since then, the Conservative has kept falling.
Have you enjoyed the last 2 days?
I've enjoyed the last 2 days, but I've enjoyed the campaign. I mean, obviously, you have moments that are interesting and surprising.
I think if you want
to be truthful, the best moments are meeting people. And the best moments are hearing what people have to say. And as the campaign has moved forward, people have been talking more and more about jobs and public services, and I think that is actually where people's focus of attention is. So, and they do see what's happening in Europe. And, you know, even today, people look at what is happening in the euro area and what effect is it going to have on Britain. If the euro area has no growth, if Germany doesn't grow, then that affects British exports, and that affects British growth and the British economy, and affects thousands of jobs in Britain. And I think people see that this is a world of uncertainty, and it's a world of turmoil. And I believe that we are the party of stability that can actually solve these problems. And we are the only party with a serious economic plan. And I think Alistair Darling and I have got a better chance of getting growth in this economy than any of the other parties.
One of your aides.
A lot of women are underfunded. Do you think women will be the key to the election?
I think women are the key to everything.
How are you going to spend tomorrow?
I'm going to spend tonight campaigning and tomorrow campaigning.
One of your aides.
I'll tell you when I get to.
One of your aides said earlier that you were following Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. Is that how you see it?
I'm a fighter, right? I'm a fighter, and I've never given up.
Land a knockout blow?
If I had taken the advice of some of the newspapers here. I would give up fighting, but I fight all the way, and I fight for what I believe in. And I think I've been saying in the last few days, I've been talking about fairness, and I've been talking about public services, and I've been talking about jobs. And I think, to be fair, that's where the public is, rather than on the questions of style and presentation.
Come
and join me. I'll probably speak for about an hour. And then take questions for another hour.
I'll
take the last question from the sun.
Would anyone like a photo of the Prime Minister?
Yes, please.
My mother has.